This is BBC Radio 2, the Light Program, and on 1500 meters longwave and VHF, with Radio 1 on 247 meters. Good morning. This is Paul Hollingdale on this opening day of Radio 1 and Radio 2, welcoming you to Breakfast Special, which will be broadcast on the usual Light Program wavelengths up to 7 o'clock. But at 7, well, Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2 on 1500 meters and VHF. And, of course, Radio 1 on 247 will be breaking away for the first time with the Tony Blackburn Show. Now, if you're still with us then and want Tony Blackburn's pop record show for breakfast, that's 247 meters on medium wave, and that's your Radio 1 tuning spot. And, of course, Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2. At 8:30, Radio 2 will join Radio 1 and Leslie Crowther for Junior Choice. Well, actually, that's Children's Favourites under a new name. And then at 9:55, 5 to 10 is on Radio 2 with the first of our competition time Crack the Clue programmes on Radio 1. At 10 o'clock, it's Keith Skews with Saturday Club on Radio 1, followed by the fabulous Emperor Roscoe at 12 noon. And on Radio 2, it's the Max Jaffa Show up to midday with Sandy McPherson at the organ and the music light and tuneful, followed by some lovely waltzes and marches up to 1 p.m. when both networks combine for the return of Jack Jackson. Well, that's the program up to lunchtime, so whatever your taste, we hope you'll stay with us. And if you are around about 7 o'clock this morning, ladies and gentlemen, Robin Scott, controller, Radio 1 and Radio 2, will be launching the new twin networks. And now it's time for me to read you the first news summary on Radio 1 and Radio 2. Vietnam. President Johnson has rejected all criticism of America's involvement in the war. In a televised speech, he said it was in the interests of national security and would go on there until there was no longer any threat of aggression against South Vietnam. But he repeated once again that he was ready to meet Ho Chi Minh tomorrow if it would get useful talks going. Another appeal for peace in Vietnam from the Pope. He sent a special message to U Thant saying he's learned with profound satisfaction of new initiatives now underway. It's not known just what the new moves are. Pit closures. At home, the Prime Minister has told miners' leaders that the shutting down of 16 pits employing more than 11,000 men has been put off until the end of the year. This would ease unemployment during the winter. Six of the pits are in Scotland, two in Wales, and the remainder in England. About 300 cannabis plants have been dug up by police in a garden in Bristol. A man who helped police with their inquiries later returned home. The police wouldn't say whether a charge had been made. A lone Atlantic yachtsman has given up his second attempt to sail the Atlantic. He's a 74-year-old American, Captain William Willis, who set off for Plymouth in an 11-foot yacht 3 months ago. He's been taken on board a Polish trawler at his own request. The Conservative MP for South Kensington, Mr. William Roots, is to resign his seat because of ill health. He's represented the constituency for 8 years and had a majority of more than 14,000 at the last election in a three-cornered fight. A big fight result. In New York, Emil Griffith won back his middleweight world middleweight title when he beat the Italian Nino Benvenuti by a majority decision. One of the Queen's racehorses, Hopeful Venture, is to run at Longchamp tomorrow in a race for prize money totalling more than £19,000. That's the news, and now the weather forecast for today. All parts of the British Isles will have sunny intervals and showers. Over Scotland, Northern Ireland, northwest England and North Wales, the showers may be heavy with a chance of thunder. Elsewhere, the showers will be less frequent with good sunny periods in the south and east. Temperatures will be near normal. And now the outlook for Sunday and Monday, changeable with rain at times, but also sunny intervals. Temperatures near normal. And now, attention all shipping. The Meteorological Office issued the following gale warning to shipping at 0300 GMT today. Viking, Forties, Fisher, southerly gale force 8 imminent. Rockall, westerly, gale force 8 imminent. Malin, southwesterly, gale force 8 soon. That's the news, the weather and the gale reports, and we'll have more for you later on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we'll start each and every morning on Radio 1 and Radio 2.
Hi there, Paul Hollingdell here, and this is what we'd like to say.
Wake up easy, start the day right. Wake up easy, smile and be bright. We'll start the day off with music for you. The latest word on the weather and news. Wake up easy, smile and be gay. Put on the coffee, start a new day. It's time for music, so out of that bed and wake up. Wake up. And wake up easy, don't be such a sleepy head.